Next is hammer slides and pull slides. I'm going to treat those together. It simply means like you do a note and then you slide or... So I'm on the third string, A minor pentatonic. I'm on the fifth fret and I hammer to the seventh fret and then I slide to the ninth fret. Now I'm on the 9th fret, I'm going to pull off to the 7th fret and slide down to the 5th fret. And just hear the effect of that. You can try it while you're listening and hear the effect of that all over the neck. About slides too is that when you're in a position, so let's go back to my example, you're at the third string fifth fret, you hammer to the seventh fret and then you immediately slide to the ninth fret. It means you've gone from the fifth fret position to the seventh fret position, or if you do the cage system, it's the A shape into the D shape. So it's an instant way to change positions. I just went all the way from the D shape down to the G shape. You know, and back again. It's not so much, you don't have to get hung up on these specific examples, but that's the process. Like any note you're on, any position you're on, you have two notes for a pentatonic. And as soon as you slide, it takes you to the next position. So see if you can like start on the E shape, slide up on one of those strings and you get to the D shape. And then do a hammer slide, and it takes you to the C shape. And you can come back or go up the neck, and go through every position. You noodle around in the E shape again. Pick a spot to slide. Noodle around in the D shape. Pick a spot to slide. Do a hammer slide. Now you noodle around in the C shape. And then you noodle around in the... you do pick a spot to slide and you go to the A shape. And then the G shape. And then you go up, back up to the E shape. So it's really cool. I mean, you can do an exercise like that where you start to connect patterns. Opens up your mind to different possibilities of shape connection. All right, one little slide gets you. It's a gateway to a whole new position. All right. So again, that's what hammer slides and pull slides is. Let me just demonstrate that for a second. I think I did already, but let me just do it a minute more. Very cool expressive element.